The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
We want to welcome our podcast audience as well on YouTube. You guys will be hopping on here today. This is a very interesting segment today. I believe that you'll find this very interesting. I'm going to talk about, I was thinking about this last night, and I decided I knew I was going to do a podcast on this. So I'm going to talk about possible election outcomes, with a question mark. Why is there a question mark? I'm not saying that regardless of which direction this thing ends up going in, I'm not saying for certainty that this is going to play out or this is going to happen, but I want to say that this could initiate things that that has been foretold or dreams or visions or things that have been prophesied. So let's get into this thing. First of all, Dr. Lance Wallnau is an internationally recognized speaker, business, and political strategist. In fact, USA Today reported that he is one of only three evangelical leaders to have accurately predicted the first election and presidency of Donald Trump. Lance Wallnau, best-selling book God's Chaos Candidate, is credited as being the catalyst that mobilized thousands of Christians to vote for Donald Trump and contributed to Trump's unprecedented election victory. Again, that was a report from the USA Today. Let me read on here. I'm going to skip over a little bit of this. His prediction that Trump would be the modern-day Cyrus was challenged by left-wing news outlets but was vindicated on March 5th, 2018, the day that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with President Trump in the White House to thank him for his historic embassy decision linking him to Cyrus. Consequently, a New York Times op-ed quotes Lance, quote, "Could Trump be God's Cyrus?" So this was off of field, all right? Lance Wallnau also is the innovator who introduced the, quote, Seven Mountains of Culture. And by the way, if you don't know what that is a new apostolic reformation teaching. Lance Wallnau is one of those that are heavily into the NAR movement or the New Apostolic Reformation movement. Nevertheless, he currently directs the Lance Learning Group, a strategic teaching and consulting company based in Dallas, Texas. Here's what's, this is interesting to me. This was brought out, it was brought to my attention, and I want to read this. This is profound, to say the least. But in a book that was written by Wallnau back in October, was released, you can find this on Amazon, it's called, quote, God's Chaos Code. God's Chaos Code, the shocking blueprint that reveals five keys to the destiny of nations. In this book, on page 71, maybe you've got the book, you already know what I'm getting ready to talk about. If you don't have the book, I'm going to read this to you. If you're watching by YouTube, I'm going to pull this up on the screen. You'll see this up on the screen again. This is live, so we're not going to pull all these pictures up here, but in the replay of this on YouTube, I will put all the pictures and up and everything, but we'll give you this actual picture of this. Again, this is page 71 of God's Chaos Code by Lance Wallnau. Again, written in October. let me read this. This is on page 71. The role Donald Trump seeks for America is that of an independent nation, supporting a global community of independent nations. Listen, I'm getting ready to say something that's very profound. Lance Wallnau prophesies here on page 71 of his book, and listen what he says, quote, "The election looks increasingly like it will not be decided on November 3rd as some rogue states are counting mail-in ballots as long as they are postmarked by midnight on election night. This means it could be a Trump landslide on election day, and then, surprise, surprise, ballots begin to arrive postmarked November 3rd, 2020. Wow. with stamps of 9 p.m., 10 p.m., or even 11:59 p.m. We could see within days that landslide turns into a margin and then potentially a Trump defeat. That scenario doesn't even include the normal illegal ballots, ballot harvesting, and voting irregularities. The key indicator is going to be major networks like Fox, Associated Press, and even Facebook not declaring a winner on election night. Well, they've made sure that that doesn't happen. But nevertheless, let me read on here. He says, but if that doesn't happen, the election results will be contested. That's happening right now. And the debate could last not just weeks, but months. This uncertainty will unleash the street units of the Democratic Party, Antifa, BLM, and 100 other funded operations into open assault on America. It may be the Supreme Court will end up appointing Trump as a president during a period of unparalleled national chaos. This Trump victory won't stop the insanity. It will only serve to escalate the distress all the more. So, again, let me recap this. According to Lance Wallnau, he prophesied in this book called God's Chaos Code. Guys, I don't even know if this is going to be able to stay up on Facebook. They may take this down, but I'm just going to get it out for you guys that are live. Take notes. Write this down. Again, God's Chaos Code, the shocking blueprint that reveals five keys to the destiny of nations, written by Lance Wallnau. He says on page 71 of his book, he prophesied things that are shockingly happening right now before our eyes. And he goes on to say that it could be weeks, months, and it could even go all the way to the Supreme Court. And he says as a result of this, things would spiral out of control. So we're going to go with two scenarios here. That's the first scenario that I want to discuss real quick. So let's just say hypothetically that Lance is correct on this. Let's say hypothetically this thing is drug out. We don't know a winner today. By the way, Biden is supposed to announce. He's supposed to make an announcement tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. I don't know what he's going to say. You don't know what he's going to say. But the nation is holding its breath. It's going to be interesting to say the least. So we're going to see. That's why I wanted to do this now. I wanted to do this 7 hours before an announcement is made. So this is all out there and it's documented. So we'll see how this thing plays out. But let's just say, hypothetically speaking, that this all unfolds. It goes weeks, it goes months, and it goes all the way to the Supreme Court. Now, I was watching Fox News today. Doesn't really say much anymore, but I was watching Fox News today, and I heard several of the reporters get up and say this morning that Trump needs to concede to the election. He needs to accept the defeat. He does not need to stand up anymore and continue to push his rhetoric and continue to claim that there's been irregularities and there's been fraud in this. And they said that there is no evidence to back up his claims and that he needs to stop the rhetoric. That came not from CNN, not from MSNBC, not from NBC or ABC. That came from Fox News. Okay? So that was this morning. So what would happen if this thing does get, this can gets kicked up the road and it goes up weeks and it goes up months and we go all the way, and by the way, Trump is already threatening to take this all the way to the Supreme Court. Will this bring about the fulfillment of not only Lance Wallnau's prediction here in his book, but what about the dreams and visions that many in prophetic circles, blogs, YouTube videos, charismatic Pentecostal circles have been discussing for months now? One is the initial dream that Dana Coverstone had. Now I want to refresh your memory a little bit on this. Could this fulfill what Coverstone saw? Let me read what he said. Quote, November, he saw November on the calendar, and he said November was especially intense. This time, He said, a finger underlined the word of November, and we're there now, the underline the word November. He said, quote, I saw a fist ball up and strike the calendar, and it exploded into the wall. The numbers went 3D and were flying everywhere. There was a cloud of chaos. Quote, armed protesters, people fighting and pummeling each other in the streets. Culverstone went on to say that I saw businesses begin to close, their cobwebs in schools, bank buildings with roofs being taken off, money was flying through the roof as it had been vacuumed out, the wealth was being taken. I saw politicians in black rooms making deals and laughing. He didn't say, I quote, I saw Washington, D.C. burning, blazing, and cities on fire. And then he went even further and said, I saw Chinese and Russian troops. I saw Chinese and Russian troops in cities. He said, I saw blue helmets of the United Nations military all around, rounding up people. Almost everybody that's probably on this broadcast today are familiar with this. Then he went on to say that, quote, there was no sign of Trump or leadership in D.C. People were hiding in homes and garages. Churches and homes were burning. He said, quote, I saw absolute chaos. And it was civil war. And I heard these words, brace yourself. Again, this was from Dana Culverstone. Now, again, I'm throwing you a hypothetical scenario here. What would happen if this election, we do not find out who wins tonight or next week or weeks from now, months from now, it's pushed all the way to the Supreme Court? What is going to happen if there was a report today that I read from a news outlet that said that anxiety levels are through the roof? People are losing their minds, basically, because we've only gone 72 hours without a direct winner of the election. What is people going to do if this thing goes not hours, but weeks and months and goes all the way to the Supreme Court? So could this scenario, either A, it gets delayed for a long period of time, or B, that somehow, some way, and honestly, guys, it would have to be a supernatural intervention by heaven if Trump wins this election at this point. I'm just being honest with you. In the natural, I don't see any way it's going to happen. But, come on, but God can do whatever. God can bring about the supernatural. So, again, let me emphasize this. Either A, this thing is delayed, goes to the Supreme Court. It's an entire three-ring circus. People start losing their patience. They start losing their minds. And could that initiate what Culverstone saw and what Lance Wallnau is talking about? Or B, what would happen if we go through this process and Trump ends up being the winner somehow, some way, and wins the election? Then I think it'd be a no-brainer to say that we could definitely see this play out. But I don't want to stop there, but David Wilkerson, best-known author of The Cross and the Switchblade, was founder of the addiction recovery program Teen Challenge, and he's the founder and pastor of the non-denominational Times Square Church in New York City. I call him a modern-day prophet of the Lord. In 2009, he wrote and warned his church and the nation. This is written in 2009. Quote, I am compelled by the Holy Spirit to send out an urgent message to all of our mailing list and friends and bishops we have that we've met all over the world. He said, David Wilkerson warned, quote, an earth-shattering calamity is about to happen. It is going to be so frightening. We're all going to tremble, and even the godliest among us. Wilkerson went on to say that, quote, for 10 years I've been warning about 1,000 fires coming to New York City. It will engulf the whole megaplex, including areas of New Jersey and Connecticut. Major cities across America will experience riots, blazing fires, such as we witnessed and watched Los Angeles years ago. Wilkerson wrote in 2009, this is a warning. This was a word he got from the Lord. He said, there will be riots and fires in cities worldwide. There will be looting, including Times Square, New York City. What we are experiencing now, that was in 2009, and it was during the recession. He said, what he said we're experiencing now is not a recession, not even a depression. So again, that was a strong warning that was given by David Wilkerson back in 2009. Many say that partially this has been fulfilled. I don't believe what I believe Wilkerson saw, we have not yet seen. But could this, again, could this initiate that? Could this bring about the fulfillment of what some of these men have seen through dreams, through visions, a word of God, a visitation of God, or whatnot? Okay, so that is one perspective. That is one possible outcome. Now, let me give you the other side of the coin. Let's just say hypothetically, if what the mainstream media is saying is correct, and what it looks like in the natural is correct, and Joe Biden pulls this off and he wins the election, and he becomes the 44th president of the United States, then what could we see come to pass? Well, I want to deal with two fronts on this. Number one is somebody is going to have to hold responsible a lot of these so-called prophets in the charismatic and Pentecostal circles that have come up, and they've come out with books, literature, videos, live streams, blogs, articles, conferences, and the list goes on, where they have gotten up and they have announced, and there's written forms of this, there's verbal documentation of this. Multiple men in the body of Christ who've come out and said that Donald Trump would win by a landslide. By the way, that's already failed. That's not happened. And or B, that he will win the election. So I hope for their sake, not just for their sake, but it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. Because again, if Biden wins this election and pulls it off, somebody's going to have to hold these guys accountable. Now you say, why do we got to hold them accountable? Well, here's why. Number one, I still believe in the prophetic voice in the body of Christ. I still believe there is still prophets in the body of Christ. But I do believe that it's time that there is a cleansing in the body of Christ. Come on, there needs to be, that it's time for somebody to rise up and start flipping the tables with righteous indignation. It's this kind of stuff, guys, that is going to make a mockery and a reproach of the body of Christ. And this is why you got a huge amount of people in the body of Christ that don't even want to believe in the supernatural of God. They don't believe in the gifts of God, and they don't believe in prophecy or prophetic words in the body of Christ, because there's been so many people, self-proclaimed prophets, that have prophesied in the flesh, or they've seen dreams and they've seen visions. Did you know that Jeremiah warned about dreamers that would rise and they would speak a dream, or they would give a dream, and that it would be dreams out of their own flesh and it would not be of God? Now, I'm not saying, listen, nothing's for certain yet. I hope that this is not the case. It ain't over yet, so I'm not throwing in the towel. Don't get mad at me. I'm telling you what if scenarios here. If Biden wins this election, number one, false prophets in the land are going to have to be dealt with. Elijah the prophet dealt with the 350 false prophets on Mount Carmel. Elijah dealt with them. He confronted them. They're going to have to be confronted. They're going to have to be marked. Because I know many in the body of Christ, including myself, we're all sick and tired of this, guys. We're tired of hearing these people get up and make these empty, vain prophecies that are failing. And I'm not saying, again, I hope for the sake of many individuals that has foretold that Trump would win the second term, I hope for their sake that they're correct. Not just for their sake, but I fear the reproach that's going to happen to the body of Christ. Because guys, I know people right now that are already upset, and it's not even official yet, because they know about these prophecies. And I'm telling you, it's hard to win these people back to the Lord. It's hard to convince them that God still speaks through prophets today. He still speaks in dreams, and he still speaks in visions. It's hard to gain that reputation back, and it's hard to gain their trust back because of this stuff right here. Okay? Number two, if Biden wins the election, will it bring about the fulfillment of what a man by the name of William Branham saw back in the 1930s? William Branham was born and raised in 1909 in a log cabin in Cumberland County, Kentucky. He eventually had a supernatural encounter at an early childhood that included prophetic visions. God greatly used this man, raised him up, used him in the healing revivals of the 1930s, 1940s. Supernatural miracles. This guy in his prime was legit. This guy could call out people and he could tell you your name. He could tell you your address. He could tell you your license plate number. He could speak. He could tell you where you live, and he could go right in your living room and tell you details about your home. I mean, there's people that were in his conferences. I know some people that are alive today that knows people in his family that were part of these meetings and that could tell you what I'm telling you is absolute truth. This man was legit. He was a real modern day prophet. Was used mightily by the Lord. But then, in his latter days, people begin to elevate him and promote him and put him up on a pedestal to the point where they begin to call him Elijah the prophet. Are you hearing me? This is not a good thing, guys. See, I believe, I'm going to make some folks mad here. I believe Christians... Charismatics, especially Pentecostals, many of them even put Trump on a pedestal. And they took their eyes off of God and they began to put it in a man called Donald Trump. I'm not accusing everybody listening to this broadcast of that. I'm saying there is people out there like that, that have put all their trust, put all their faith, and put all their hope in a president, in a man, a mortal man. So, Branham was legit in his former days of his ministry, but in the latter days, people begin to elevate him as Elijah the prophet. Things begin to take a turn for the worse. He began to get involved into some weird doctrine. I don't have time to go into all that, because this is not an expose on William Branham, but I'm saying he began to steer off course and go into some false doctrine. But again, God used him in his day. In his prime, during the 1930s, in fact, it was in 1933, Brother Branham was conducting services in the old Masonic Hall on Meigs Avenue in Jeffersonville, Indiana. I've lived there before, by the way. Branham said that the Lord revealed to him seven major events that would come to pass before the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. On that June morning of 1933, I want to give you briefly the seven visions that William Branham had. And when I get to the sixth vision, that's really where I want to home into. Number one, he saw, in his first vision, he saw a dictator over Italy that would invade Ethiopia, and according to the voice that was speaking to Branham, spoke to him and said that Ethiopia would fall at his steps. However, the voice continued and prophesied a dread end of the dictator, for he would have a horrible death and his own people would literally spit on him. Those who heavily followed Branham said that this was fulfilled through the rise of Mussolini. The second vision, he indicated America would be drawn into a world war. Again, this was in 1933, against Germany, which would be headed up by an Austrian. And the voice of the Lord spoke to him that a terrible war would overthrow this leader, and he would come to a mysterious end. In this vision, he was shown the Siegfried line, whereat a great toll of American lives would be taken, but this leader would be defeated. Again, that those who followed his ministry said that this was absolutely depicting the rise of Adolf Hitler. Vision number three, a third part of the vision that was revealed to Branham, showed that there would be three isms, I-S-M-S, that would rise: fascism, Nazism, and communism. The first two would come to nothing, but he went on to say that communism would flourish, and the voice admonished to him to keep his eyes upon Russia concerning future involvements, for fascism and Nazism would end up basically saying that they would be funneled into communism. Well, I don't really need to explain that one. That's self-explanatory. Vision number four, the fourth vision that appeared to Branham, was one in which there was a predicted to be tremendous technological advances right after the war. And this was symbolized, listen to this, by an egg. He said there would be egg-shaped cars with a plastic bubble roof. They would be going down beautiful highways with no drivers. There was no steering wheel in the vehicle, and the occupants of the vehicles appeared to be playing games like checkers. Well, guys, Google's invented a driverless vehicle. These vehicles are now available today. We have these driverless vehicles that fulfill what Branham saw in the 1930s. Now listen to, I want to give you vision number five. Vision number five. The fifth scene that appeared involved the womanhood of the world. In this scene, there appeared the fast moral decay of women, starting back when she received her so-called liberty to enter. Now this, again, this was a, I'm going to skip over this because, again, I don't want the, this was a personal opinion by Branham, and it's really not necessary to put this on here. So I'm going to give you directly what Branham saw in the vision. So let me back up and say this again. The fifth scene that appeared involved the moral decay of women. Branham said he saw a vision in which he said he saw the women would begin to cut off their hair. They would adapt to the clothing of men, and that they would be stripped naked and merely cover themselves with a tiny apron about the size and shape of a fig leaf. Guys, again, this was written in 1933. I know there's people that are listening to this and you're watching this and you're saying, I don't see the big deal. Guys, this was unheard of back then. Now you could turn on a commercial and you're going to see that. You can go to the store and you're going to see that. You're going to open up a magazine, you're going to see that. It's everywhere. We're inundated with half-naked women wearing basically nothing anymore. In fact, primetime network televisions are now showing nudity. So again, Branham said that he saw the moral decay of women. He said, I saw a terrible decay of all flesh come upon the earth, and with it perversion, even as set forth by the word of God. So, hello, as it were in the days of Noah and Lot, so shall it be at the return of the Son of Man. Are you listening to me? Listen to, now I want to give you vision number six that William Branham saw before the coming of the Lord. Are you keeping track with me? Vision one happened. Vision two happened. Vision three happened. Vision four came to pass. Vision five came to pass. All five of these have happened. But now we get to number six. Branham says, I then saw in the United States there would come a woman who would arise to power. He said that she would be beautiful in countenance, but clothed in splendor, and great power was given unto her. Now I want to stop for a second. You realize that Kamala Harris will be the first vice president of the United States that is a woman. Says, Branham said, I saw a woman of great beauty, clothed in splendor, and great power was given unto her. Listen, he says she was lovely of feature, but there was a hardness about her that defied description. Now, I want to stop right here. I remember back in when Hillary was running, people were scared to death and said, oh, this is people who understood and knew this prophecy of Branham, they tried to say that that was going to be fulfilled through Hillary Clinton. But we was like, no, that's not going to happen, because Clinton does not fit the description of what Branham saw. I'm going to be nice here and leave it at that. He didn't fit that description. But I'm just saying, from a practical stance, Kamala Harris, I wouldn't say that she is unpleasant to look at. And she's fair to look at. I mean, I'm just being honest here, guys. All right? I want to go back to this. He goes on and says, beautiful as she was yet cruel, wicked, and cunning. Interesting. She dominated the land with her authority. Oh, I don't know how far. Listen, I'm already in the water. I might as well swim, right? People have said that it won't be Biden that will be calling the shots. And some say that he won't even be there very long. But eventually, who's going to rise to that position, rise to that power? You guessed it. Let me go back to this. Branham says she dominated the land with her authority. She had complete power over the people. By the way, if you have any spiritual discernment about you, you will recognize that Branham saw the spirit of Jezebel upon whoever this woman would be that he saw that would rise to power in America in the future. The vision indicated that either such a woman would literally arise. And then Branham even said here, he said it's either a literal woman or it is a typology or a picture of some type of organization that would be described as a female or feminist. He even said it could even represent the Roman Catholic Church. Now, some of the old school train of thought will go with that. But I'm of the opinion, based on where we are culturally speaking, that we are ripe, because people have demanded. Guys, back when Hillary was running for president, there was a huge influx of people that was wanting a woman president of the United States. And I'm not against that. I'm not against a woman leadership. I'm not against a woman being a president of the United States. So don't get mad at me. I'm just telling you, don't miss what I'm trying to say. We're in 2020. Back then, that was unheard of. 1930, 1940, 1950, 60, 70, 80, even in the 90s, even in 2000. But we're in 2020. And this is widely acceptable. So this is why I am leaning towards the interpretation of this vision by Branham to be literal and not figuratively speaking, or some type of illustration of a system that would represent a woman. I believe it is a literal woman. And I could very well see that this could be it. So let's move on by this, and let's get to vision number 7, and then we're going to close this program today. So let's recap. Branham had 7 visions in 1933. 5 of the 7 have come to pass. The 6th vision has not yet come to pass. Let me give you number 7. The voice spoke to Branham and said, look once more. As Branham turned, he beheld a great explosion that rent the entire land of the United States and left the land of America a smoldering, chaotic ruin. As far as the eye could see, there was nothing but craters, smoking piles of debris, and there was no humanity in sight. And then Branham said the vision then faded away. So guys, I wish I could tell you. I've never claimed to be a prophet. Never. I wish I could tell you what the outcome is going to be, but nobody knows. We're literally all on the edge of our seat, listening, watching, and waiting. But what I wanted to show you today was two possible scenario outcomes in the event that either A, Trump either delays this thing and he goes all the way to the Supreme Court, or and or he wins this thing and pulls it out, or B, Biden wins this thing, and thus we see two scenarios that could possibly be played out. So these are things I want you and I, as the church, as the ecclesia, as the body of Christ, to continue to pray. This is why we got to continue to intercede. This is why we continue to travail and continue to seek the face of God and ask that the Lord's will be done in this scenario. Because again, I had this conversation today. In fact, it was literally minutes before I got off the phone and I came onto this podcast, and I was on a phone conversation with an individual, and I said, you know, regardless of what happens, regardless of the outcome, regardless of what we want, prophecy has to be fulfilled. There's going to come a generation, whether they like it or they don't like it, they are going to be slap dab in the middle of the things that prophets have foretold for thousands of years. And we, our generation, speaking right now, we are already right in the middle of things being fulfilled. All the groundwork is being laid out, guys. The foundation and the blueprint of Daniel 9:27, it's whether Trump wins the re-election or he don't, he has either knowingly he's done this or unknowingly, he's already laid the groundwork for the fulfillment of the covenant of many nations mentioned in Daniel 9:27. All these things, so God, whether you like the man or you don't, God was using Trump in his 4 years as presidency. God used him to bring about things to as stepping stones and to thrust us into further into the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. Now, if it's God's will for Trump to step out of the way and for Joe Biden to step in so that he can fulfill his purpose and bring about things that has to come to pass. Guys, I know this is hard for us to swallow. I know this is hard for us to digest, and it's hard for us to accept, but it very may well be that it's the will of God for these things to come to pass. Only time will tell. That's where we're at. That's where I'm leaving you today. EndTimeHeadlines.org. EndTimeHeadlines.com. He said, well, brother, can you leave us with some good news? Oh, I've got good news. God is still on the throne. Christ is still king. He's still the Messiah. He's still Lord. He's still saving folks. He's still redeeming folks. And he's still coming back he's coming back for a bride without spot nor wrinkle nor blemish nor any such thing. He's coming back. That's the good news. Whether you're ready, whether you're not ready, whether you like it or whether you don't like it, whether Trump is president or whether Biden's president, eventually down the road, either in their lifetime, our lifetime, or whoever's lifetime it be, Jesus Christ is coming back. And if you believe in the Word of God and you believe that, come on, Jesus said that heaven and earth will pass away, but not one jot nor tittle of the word will pass away until all things be fulfilled. So you know what? I choose to do what Jesus told me to do. Look up, lift up my heads, because he said, when you begin to see these things coming to pass, to keep my head, keep my eyes upon him, not on the White House, not in the Democratic Party, not in the Republican Party, not on a politician. He said to keep his eye. I will look unto the hills in which my help comes from, for my help comes from the Lord. That's what I choose today, and I want to encourage you to do that today as well. EndTimeHeadlines.org, guys, EndTimeHeadlines.com. Again, if you've not yet subscribed to us, I want to encourage you, if you're watching this by Facebook Live today, go into the description. Right there's a link description. If you'll click on that link, it's going to take you to a place where you can fill out your name and your email address. You'll get one daily digest in your inbox. Please do that, because, again, I don't have to emphasize to you the social media suppression, censorship, shadow banning, all that stuff is going on. We want you to be able to keep up with our ministry, so please go subscribe. If you've not yet downloaded our free app, we want to encourage you to do that as well. Again, you can get that on Apple and Android. It's free. Download the app. Get it in your hands. Get it right there on your device, and you can keep up with all of our podcasts, our YouTube messages. You can keep up with all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. Subscribe to push notifications. You'll get breaking news alerts and stuff when they come as well. Again, as always, guys, we want to give you the opportunity. If this ministry has blessed you, it encourages, it equips you, it informs you, it keeps you up to date what's going on according to Bible prophecy, and then some, we want to give you the opportunity to be obedient to the Holy Spirit, to sow back into this ministry. Again, all of our messages are free. Our updates are free. Our digest is free. Our app is free. Everything is absolutely free. All we do is ask, if you're blessed and you're encouraged by this ministry, we just ask whatever the Holy Spirit puts upon your heart, that you'd be obedient to that, whether it's a one-time gift or whether it's a monthly partnership. You can become a monthly partner. Help us continue to do what we're doing, reaching people around the world with the gospel, informing them, equipping them, and encouraging them of the times and seasons in which we're in the body of Christ. So, guys, we're going to sign off for today. Again, tonight, from what I understand, there's going to be an announcement by Joe Biden at 8 p.m. Eastern time. I don't know what that announcement's going to be, but we're anxiously looking to see how this thing plays out. We may or may not know tonight, but we're just going to hang in there, keep pressing in, keep praying. The Lord said, having done all, stand therefore, and that's what we're going to do. So, guys, until we see you again, God bless you. May the Lord keep you, bless you, and may His countenance shine upon you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.